Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. Hi, Doug Steffen. The week of Thanksgiving is upon us. Have you spent a lot of money for your turkey and the fixins? I'm going to have a comment about that later on in the program. The first part of our program, before we talk to somebody who is aimed at helping you and the story of people who have done great things in terms of farming, success stories, etc., this is the time of year when we start thinking about next year. One of the things I have found in my research as I put this program together every week is the focus on regenerative agriculture. You may remember earlier in the year, we did a series of 3 or 4 weeks on regenerative agriculture, what it was all about. And so I thought this is an update from Cornell University, where there's a new project that is going to directly pay farmers for services they provide to help the ecosystem. Cleaner water on the farm, healthier soils on the farm, biodiversity on the farm. Some of these words are just that to some farmers, but the newer farmers or farmers that are kind of with it are interested in this because it provides financing to support farmers who are engaged in regenerative agricultural practices. There's an example like minimizing tillage and growing cover crops and integrating livestock into these systems. The practices offer a lot of benefits for farmers and for the ecosystem. Frankly, I think a lot of this is gobbledygook, but some, I believe, the regenerative aspect of this. For example, I can see why no-till might be good in some circumstances. I don't practice it on my farm because I don't need to, I guess, much. I think you need to turn the soil, get deeper into the soil sometimes to get some of the benefits of the stuff that's locked into the deeper core of the soil. But that's me and my own prejudice, I guess, much as anything else. So anyway, at Cornell University, the researchers are addressing these challenges by developing new financing strategies in collaboration with the business world, the farmers, the nonprofits, government, and banks. So there is a lot of benefits, and you can look these up. You can go. I think best place for you to start is to go to the Cornell University website and look at Cornell Atkinson, which is the Center for Sustainability in their College of Agriculture, and find out what may be available for you, not only if you're in New York State, but all around the country, there's this focus, especially if you're growing corn and beans, that sort of stuff. It seems that the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund, which has been created, the Great Lakes Protection Fund, a lot of these funds have been put together by environmental groups who are raising money from the government and private sources. For example, General Mills is paying into this. The Pepsi-Cola company is paying into this. Ways of involving the private and public sector, there's a whole value chain here in this, so you'll find out more about it if you go to Cornell's website, cornelluniversity.org, and check out the Atkinson Center for Sustainability. Certainly something to be dealt with. Here's another program that helps those who are beginning farmers and ranchers. This announcement this week from the Department of Ag. $24 million is available for 45 organizations and institutions that teach and train beginning farmers. Investing in the professional development of our nation's newest farmers and ranchers will help our food and agriculture sections flourish, said the Undersecretary for Research at the USDA. And this is part of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture's program, the development program that supports a wide range of professional development activities, apparently an array of important topics for new farmers, managing their money, acquiring land, managing it well, learning business practices with this is farming business practices, and they're a lot different in some ways. And so if you can succeed as a farmer the first 10 years, you'll be okay, you can make it. And a lot of people are using new tools, certainly the social media side of things. This generation of beginning farmers is connected to that for sure. Social media, finding out, sharing ideas, that sort of thing. So there are a lot of standard projects that are being supported. There are educational team projects being developed with schools. A lot of the land-grant colleges, like in my state of Massachusetts and in Pennsylvania, other states that were original land-grant, Virginia is as well. There are a number of states, especially on the East Coast, that have these programs. And the curriculum in the schools, the training that takes place, is all supported by grants like this that will help boost beginning farmers. So that's something that I certainly I'm looking at this other federation of southern cooperatives that are helping out as well with beginning farmers. Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, South Carolina have regional agricultural knowledge sharing practices, if you will, training farmers on land, tenure, family farming operations, stronger farm and forest management, that sort of thing. So, again, something that you can look for, go to the USDA website and look in Google Beginning Farmer Programs and see what you come up with. One of the other items this week, a warning as much as anything else. A woman was killed after troopers say her car ran into the back of a tractor. This was in New Bern, North Carolina. I have a radio station down there that's carried this program for a long time. I went down there a number of years ago to celebrate with one of the dairies down there. I remember doing the program from the dairy. It's a very heavy agricultural area and a dairy area. So the woman died because she wasn't paying attention. Crashed into the back of a tractor. Lights were on, that sort of stuff. Here's a Texas boy who is 1 year old getting home after surviving being run over by a tractor on the family farm. Wow. Can you imagine what the parents of this youngster, the toddler was playing outside when he disconnected his mother's phone for whatever. He's a year old. He's playing with stuff. And he went out somehow. His hands were on the ground, and the older brother ran over his hands in the yard, but the youngster survived. So anyway, that's a scary. That is scary when you hear stories like that. This is the American Family Farmer. We continue in a matter of moments here.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Moving back into the fold here on the American Family Farmer Program, Doug Steffen with Danny Rollerson, who's the Executive Director of the Cranberry Marketing Committee, here to discuss the work he's doing with cranberry farmers, along with he's seeing a lot of farmers' experience, the growing techniques, are they getting different? I guess I want to, are you a farm kid, Danny? Were you a farm kid? Did you grow up on a cranberry farm or some other farm?
I am a farm kid. I did grow up on a small cattle farm down in southwest Florida, actually. And I just began this position of executive director back in March of this year and moved up to Massachusetts. But I still live in the south. I live in southeastern Mass.
Did you replace Scott Sowers?
No, sir. I replaced Michelle Hogan.
Scott was the Commissioner of Food and Agriculture in Massachusetts. He took a job, and I thought it was that job with the cranberry group. I know because you're talking about being up here in Massachusetts, this is where most of the cranberries are grown. Is it not? Is there another place that has cranberries to the extent we do here in Massachusetts? Or can this is just right, or the tradition is whatever it is for cranberries to be grown here so plentifully?
Well, cranberries are indigenous to the U.S., and they are indigenous specifically to the New England area. And Massachusetts is where the cranberries began to be cultivated, but actually out in Wisconsin, they have developed some newer varieties that produce a greater volume per acre. And so now Wisconsin is the largest producing state in the U.S.
Is it? Wow.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I don't know. As a Bay Stater, I could say skip to Malou, but it just is, you know, I think we take pride in thinking because the first Thanksgiving was here in Massachusetts that
That's
we
right.
should hold lay claim to growing the most turkeys or having the most corn or the potatoes or whatever else. But, and cranberries were important early on. Why do you suppose the cranberries took hold at Thanksgiving?
Well, for one, back during the first times of Thanksgiving, cranberries is a fruit, and they're high in a lot of vitamins and important minerals, and they prevented scurvy for the sailors who came over from Europe. So, you know, it was an important part of the diet, and still is today because of the high volume of antioxidants and polyphenols and important vitamins and minerals.
So why can't we get them to taste better?
Well, that's a very, very good question. And, yeah. But just by nature, you know, they are tart as a fresh product, but they still contain those healthy benefits.
Well, one of the things that is noted here, I think, at this time of year in terms of what they're all about and why it is there's such a focus, it's tradition in part. But there are lots of good reasons, and you can look at a lot of these websites, including yours. If you go to uscranberries.com, a lot of you are thinking, this is not something that you would grow unless you have the exact right conditions for it. So maybe we'll talk about that, because through one of the threads through the program this week is the sustainability of being a young farmer. How do they get started? What do they grow? And maybe we need to apply that specifically to the cranberry farmers of America, where it can be grown. How do we get people into it? Because apparently there's almost an insatiable desire. We're eating as much as we can grow. So should we be growing more? I'll put that question to Danny Rollerson as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Back now, 23 after the hour. This week's American Family Farmer. It's Thanksgiving week, and it's appropriate we talk about the Thanksgiving meal, what farmers are getting out of it, and specifically with cranberry farmers and the work that is done. So take us through the year for those farmers who don't know and for those people, because this program is all about farm, family, food. We combine all of those things together. What does it take to grow cranberries?
It takes a lot of work. It really does. Cranberries is such a unique crop, and it's a very, very interesting crop to go along with that. And it takes year-long management and cultivation to produce a crop. And so let's start with now. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, and we just concluded with harvest from the east coast of the U.S. all the way over to the west coast and up in the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, so we've, like I said, we've completed harvest, and we've got all the berries in the freezers, and the fresh are on the shelf, retail shelves in the market, and ready for consumption. So what the growers will begin to do now is the vines will go into dormancy. And what you'll notice is the traditional green vines will turn a kind of a burgundy or a Merlot color, if you will. And that's the signification that they've gone into dormancy for the winter. So what will happen now is the producers will begin to flood the fields once the winter sets in and the freezing temperatures remain constant throughout the day and the night. And what that does is that provides a venue for the producers to spread sand over the vines. And the reason they do that is a long time ago, before cranberries were cultivated to the way they are today, it was discovered that in order for the vines to produce more berries, if you covered them with a couple of inches of sand, the vines would actually grow more, and that new growth, just like in any crop, would provide for larger yield in blooms and berries. So again, they'll flood the fields, the water will freeze, And then they are able to have the equipment out on top of the vines and spread the sand. And then in the springtime, whenever the temperatures begin to warm up, the ice will melt and that sand will settle down into those vines. And the vines will then be forced to grow and produce more blooms, more fruit, and greater yield. And all of that is beneficial for the producer. And then in the springtime, it's very, very important weather-wise in terms of frost nights affecting the blooms and the fruit. And then they will, the producers will begin to provide fertilizer and whatever nutrients that the vines need to grow in order to produce their crop.
So we're talking to Danny Rollison, who is the director of the Cranberry Marketing Committee, headquartered here in Massachusetts down on the Cape in Wareham, which is where most of the bogs are. So I just wanted to spend 30 seconds going back to what you said about other states. I think you said Wisconsin was now their biggest grower. Is it because they have so much access to lowland areas near the lake?
No, actually, it's just the fact that they've been able to create higher yielding varieties based on the original varieties that were cultivated here in Massachusetts, and they are able to produce more berries per acre. A lot of some of the vines in the Massachusetts area are 100, 150 years old, going back to the original varieties. So, just over time, varieties are able to be hybridized and cultivated to where they produce more per acre.
Got it. All right, we continue with Danny Rollison. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The possibility of a nationwide rail strike has Congress considering action. Union leaders say there are still many outstanding issues to be resolved before a looming December 9th deadline. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is among the lawmakers, saying they may have to step in. Grassley said this week a previous rail shutdown in 1991 may serve as a model this time around as well. Congress passed and President George H.W. Bush signed a bill that ended a strike soon after it began. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance will not back down when it comes to its support for Ukraine. Speaking to reporters, Jens Stoltenberg said it's the best way to possibly bring an end to the war between it and Russia. His remarks came ahead of an upcoming NATO foreign ministers meeting. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Second half hour of our American Family Farmer program this week. Doug Steffen, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, especially if you're celebrating on the farm, because it's you that makes the American farmer that makes this Thanksgiving as appealing as it is, because the food is really good. Even if we have a shortage of this, that, and the other thing, it's nice to know that we have still enough of the staples. And we're talking about one of the staples, cranberry, with Danny Rowlison from the Cranberry Marketing Committee. You worked in Florida for the Fruit and Vegetable Association. How is that kind of a job similar to what you're doing? It's all about marketing. Doesn't mean any difference. You could go work in a car dealership with your knowledge, right? All promotion is promotion.
Well, that's exactly right, and I could, but I'd prefer to stay on the farm and involved in agriculture. And cranberries is a specialty crop, the same as squash or watermelons or cucumbers. But it's very, very unique in that we've had the conversation of year-round cultivation, and the producer really has to just cultivate the crop constantly, and unlike most specialty crops that are grown in the Southeast.
So in terms of what, going back to your website, the Cranberry Association and how you can make cranberries, I said something earlier, I wasn't trying to be a wise guy, but I'm not a fan of cranberries as they come, you know, before maybe they're cooked or before they become cranberry sauce or the different things that you can find. Cranberries, sometimes people are great at cooking them themselves. More often than not, we go to the store and buy Ocean Spray or whoever. What's the biggest brand? Is Ocean Spray the biggest brand of cranberries, or is there another? And by the way, the cranberries are like gasoline. All the cranberries come from the same place. They may have different labels on them, but they're all the same, right?
Well, that's kind of true, but to go back to your original question, Ocean Spray is the largest brand, but there's a lot of brands out there that are globally, actually, There's some brands in the Eastern Hemisphere that purchase cranberries from the U.S. and then package them under their own brand. I was recently in marketing cranberries in Southeast Asia down in Malaysia and Singapore, and we found some brands down there of sweetened dried cranberries that were local to that area, but they were purchased, the cranberries themselves were actually purchased from the U.S. So it's, again, there's brands all over the world that that market and sell cranberries.
So the best way, if you buy cranberries, because you can buy them in the store without being cooked. I was in a couple of grocery stores over the last week or so, and they all had bags of cranberries, or they had them. You could scoop them yourself or whatever. So what do you do? Do they last at room temperature? Do you have to put them in the refrigerator? What do you do with cranberries before you prepare them for Thanksgiving or for whatever meal you want to use them on?
Sure. Well, that's one of the unique properties of a cranberry. You can, for a short time after harvest that occurs in September and October during the calendar year, cranberries are very perishable, so they need to be refrigerated to extend their shelf life as a fresh product. So from now until just after the 1st of January, you'll be able to purchase fresh cranberries at the retail level. But after that, you can find them frozen in the freezer aisle of your grocery store, or you can purchase them as a sweetened dried cranberry or as a juice product as well.
I like cranberry juice. I drink a lot of it, frankly. My favorite drink is to mix cranberry juice. People, because I don't drink alcohol, so when I'm out with somebody and they're all ordering up whatever their schnapps is, I say, please mix a glass of cranberry juice and Sprite or 7-Up. And it
absolutely.
It's with my sister, when I go to her house, she lives down the street, always has a half a gallon of Ocean Spray cranberry juice for me to drink because that's my preferred. It does. And I even take cranberry supplements because it's so good for your system. I don't think we've talked about that. I'm sort of going down a different street here. But as an aside, as a supplement, I use a standard process. They have a cranberry product, but there are a lot of people who may not get enough cranberries, but it certainly is great for your urinary system, not to be too blunt about it, but it is, right? Cranberries are fabulous for your system.
Absolutely. There's a lot of health benefits to it, and traditionally, cranberries have been known for being beneficial for urinary tract infection and combating that or preventing that. But it also fights plaque very well also. And it's beneficial in terms of plaque removal for in the dental industry as well as plaque in your arteries as well. So,
well, there are a lot of studies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there are a lot of studies suggesting the plaque that's in your mouth is pretty similar to the plaque that gets into your system. So if you eliminate it, and cranberry juice is sort of almost a rinse. You could gargle with cranberry juice. I don't know how many people do that, but I'm putting an idea in your head. You, right? You can gargle with cranberry juice. Good for you.
Well, it'd be best to swallow it, to ingest it. But absolutely. And you do bring up a very good point. I continue to mention the uniqueness and the multi benefits of cranberry consumption, but cranberry powder is actually a large ingredient or widely used, I should say, in the nutraceutical industry as well.
Right. How do you just grind up the cranberries? Is that what they do? Powder them?
Well, they dry it to a specific percentage and a very low percentage, and then grind it into a powder form.
So does cranberry, whether you freeze it, I was interested when you're talking about freezing, because I know that a lot of, in my experience, what I know about freezing, oftentimes the frozen food, in this instance cranberries, is healthier because they flash freeze them. I was going to put the two words together, get like I get paid by the word. The frozen, fresh, flash, fresh, frozen cranberry is like all the other things like fish or other things. Oftentimes because when they come right out of whatever the source and they get frozen quickly, they have more value than the stuff that's been sitting out on a shelf which, you know, subject to heat and all kinds of other things, loses its nutritional value. It's like most other things. If they're on the shelf for and they're out and exposed, they'll lose. I know corn loses 50% of its value in just 24 hours. And many other things, vegetables and fruits, do the same, do they not?
Well, that is for other fruit and vegetables, but in terms of cranberries, they are it's a very controlled process in during freezing, and it's brought down to a certain temperature, and it's slowly brought eventually brought down to the freezing temperatures, because if you freeze it too fast, well, then it may harm the product once you thaw it back out and then process it into either a sweetened dried cranberry or into juice. But actually, the freezing process helps in terms of the juice process because the ice crystals that form within the fruit helps break down that meat, if you will, and that flesh. And then once it's pressed to extract the juice content from the berry, that the ice crystals help in the juice extraction process. And it does not lose its nutrients or flavors.
All right, so that's good to know. Danny Rawlison has a few more minutes with us, Executive Director of the Cranberry Marketing Committee. What better to talk about as we're into Thanksgiving week, celebrating farm, food, and families here on the American Family Farmer. Here's a suggestion for those of you who work hard. I know that most of the people in farming that I'm related to or connected to work from dawn until dusk. They work hard 7 days a week. We all do on our farm. So how do we ensure that we're getting a good night's rest? We go to MyPillow.com, and the new deal, a lowered price on the Giza Dream Sheets, just in time for you to get a great night's rest. Maybe it's a Christmas gift, whatever it is. You need to know that you can buy a set now for as low as $29.99, right? This is the offer is valid through the entire month of November. So go to MyPillow.com for the biggest bed sheet sale ever. These Giza Dream Sheets are made from cotton. It comes from Egypt, the best place in the world for cotton. Also, the flannel sheets are fabulous as well for this time of year. Those of us in the cold weather climes, nothing better than getting into a wonderful warm flannel set of sheets, flannel pillowcases. Again, $29.99 with the promo code DS. At MyPillow.com. Lots of great colors. It just feels good. Wonderful. The sateen weave on the cotton makes them luxurious. And as I said, available in a variety of colors and sizes. Machine washable. Now is the time for you to act. Get the sheets that lots of people are talking about. The Giza Dream Sheets and the flannel sheets at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS at checkout at MyPillow.com.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's that's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back for a few more minutes here in the American Family Farmer this week with Executive Director Danny Rollerson of the Cranberry Marketing Committee. All right, so recipes. If we go to your website, uscranberries.com, we can find all kinds. It isn't just cranberry sauce. Some people make cranberry pies. I don't know that I would think them to be delectable, but are they? Have you ever had a cranberry pie?
I have not had a cranberry pie, but you're absolutely correct. On our website, we have hundreds of recipes that range from cocktails to mocktails to salsa to chutneys and all sorts of things to use cranberries in recipes.
All right. I gotta ask you this because it's very amusing. How did the cranberry get its name? This is a great story. Listen up, everybody.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The color represents the red feathering on cranes, and it kind of formulated from that over time.
Yeah. And I found something else as I'm looking over the history of the cranberry. I'm finding a fellow named Henry Hall. Henry Hall was a native of my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. There's a lot of land that his family has given for conservation and agricultural purposes. He was a sea captain, though, became a captain, and he, for whatever the reason, settled into an area on the Cape Dennis. A lot of people know it's a great area. And that's kind of where the first bog was, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And again, a lot of the sailors consumed cranberries originally because of the health benefits and scurvy prevention.
Right.
Because they didn't have access to other citrus products.
So we think of cranberries as growing in a bog. If I got some, is there such a thing as a cranberry seed? I'm sharing my ignorance because I don't know anything about cranberries other than what you've taught me here in this session today. Can you grow them in your garden?
You could, actually. Not the traditional garden that you think of, but yeah, they can actually...
Hydroponics, maybe, that sort of
well,
thing?
Well, yeah. Most people think that cranberry vines are grown underwater, but that's not true. That's just because of the harvesting process that most people are familiar with.
They're flooded, yeah. Right. Well, it's a fascinating story. And it's great to be able to celebrate cranberries at this time of year. And you're a font of knowledge, as I guess you need to be, as the executive director and marketing person for cranberries. Danny Rollerson here. So if you want information about how cranberries are grown, what to use them for, go to the website, uscranberries.com. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Three past the hour now in the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some of my thoughts relating to Thanksgiving week, Thanksgiving this year. There have been a lot of people talking about how much more we're paying for Thanksgiving this year. Food inflation, I believe, is caused. And if you'll pardon the pun, it has gobbled up a lot of Thanksgiving budgets this year. Cost of all food gone up, just in September, 11.2% compared to what last year was about. In October, it went up to 13%. And I don't think, well, obviously we're not at the end of the month I always call this the month of Thanksgiving instead of the month of November. But there are some who say that the cost of margarine, for example, is up 44%. Flour, 24%. Bakery products, 20%. And all of that is having an impact on what we're eating for Thanksgiving. The collective category of meats, poultry, fish, and eggs up almost 10% compared to last year. Price of eggs, 31%. I guess I don't have to tell you. You know what this is all about. And with the price going up, people would like to think, or I guess farmers would like to think, they were getting a share of this uncooked turkey prices, as a matter of fact, up 17%. But because of the avian flu, and that's one of the reasons the prices are up, the cost has gone into the never-never land of the ethos. So as we talk about the price that we're paying for Thanksgiving meals, the annual overview of the amount farmers make is a focal point of mine and of this program. So, as usual, you won't be surprised to hear if you're a farmer that, according to the National Farmers Union, you're a member perhaps, I'm a member of National Farmers Union, the farmer's share of the food dollar for Thanksgiving, and we're, let's see, as we pay more, I'm looking at some average, and they sort of take it in the study piece by piece. The average retail for turkey, for example, is like $4.80 a pound. And the farmer's share of that is 6 cents. Is that disgusting? Okay, let's see. What else do we have to consider in here? Some of the things that we eat. Corn, frozen corn, retail price $2.59 for a 16-ounce serving, and it's 44 cents that goes to the farmer. $2.59, the average price. Stuffing. The 12-ounce box of prepared stuffing in most of the big grocery stores, it all comes in the same place. Average retail price around the country is $3.59. The farmer's share of that is a disgusting 13 cents. Boneless ham. Almost $13 a pound, the average around the country. The farmer's share of that is about $1 a pound. Mashed potatoes. Buy a 5-pound bag of potatoes that sell for $6. Farmer's share $1.30. The apple pie filling, the apples. The 21-ounce can of apple pie filling is $5 on average around the country. The farmer's share is $1. Isn't that ridiculous? It isn't sustainable. Why is it that we continue to do this, put up with it, or how do we exist is more the question, especially, again, as I say, the prices are sky high. I was looking at some of the more particular turkeys, price per pound, and what has happened, the avian flu, of course. Did you know that almost 50 million turkeys were killed because of the avian flu? So even though a lot of the local grocery stores assured customers, at least around here where I am, they'll have turkeys in stock right now as I'm doing this program just before Thanksgiving, there are no turkeys around unless you pay wild, crazy prices. Even the heritage farms that grow the turkeys have long since been out of them. I look at this and I feel like the grocery stores are, as usual, taking advantage, and therefore you are too. I don't mean to, I'm trying to make you feel bad, but I think you should. Well, if we're farmers, we're probably paying the same prices for things that we don't grow, right? I hope that next year will bring us some relief, especially the prices of gas, labor, all of that stuff. Certainly food for thought, if you will, and the war in Ukraine isn't helping either. Those are my thoughts on Thanksgiving meals and the costs that you're paying and what you're getting for the food that you're growing. Food for thought directly. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.